We live in an age where prices can change in milliseconds, yet consequences may take decades to fully unfold. The rapid pace of modern markets often blinds us to a slower, more subtle reality. Value and consequence are not always in sync. What appears right in the moment may prove unsustainable in the long run, and the effects of today's choices may arrive only when those who made them have long left the stage. Two concepts help illuminate this dynamic: the secondary market effect and arbitrage. Though rooted in finance, their logic stretches into global economics, politics, and the choices that shape entire societies. They are not only technical mechanics of price, they are metaphors for time itself, for the distance between cause and consequence. The secondary market effect. At its core, the secondary market effect is the delay or divergence in asset valuation between different markets trading the same or closely related products. It is the recognition that value is not singular. It depends on where you stand, when you look, and which signals you trust. In practical terms, it's the gap between what an asset is worth here and what it's worth there. Here and there being different exchanges, geographies, currencies, or even different financial instruments tracking the same underlying reality. The divergence is often invisible until someone compares the two horizons side by side. This gap exists because of inefficiencies, because human systems never move in perfect harmony. Pricing mismatches between venues, liquidity imbalances, information lag, market frictions such as regulation, capital controls, or transaction costs. In the most advanced markets, high-volume equities, currency pairs, liquid commodities, this gap is often tiny and short-lived. Automated trading systems detect and close it in microseconds. But the same principle applies to slower, more structural markets such as housing, real estate, or global currency systems, where the lag between price and fundamental value can persist for years, sometimes long enough to reshape generations. The secondary market effect is not an error in the system. It is the system, the inevitable meeting point of human perception, institutional structure, and the mechanics of trade. It is the delay between a signal and its reception, between reality and recognition. Arbitrage is the practice of exploiting price discrepancies between markets for the same or similar asset. Where the secondary market effect is the gap, arbitrage is the act of stepping into it, to profit, to rebalance, to accelerate the closing of what time and structure temporarily hold apart. In its cleanest form, it involves simultaneously buying in the cheaper market and selling in the more expensive one, locking in a profit without exposure to market direction. In this way, arbitrage is not speculation on the future, but extraction from the present misalignment. In high-frequency finance, arbitrage is measured in fractions of a cent and fractions of a second. In slower markets, it can involve complex trades across time zones, currencies, or related products. Gold futures in one market versus spot gold in another, for example. What unites them is the same logic, the search for cracks in simultaneity, the moments when here and there are not the same. While often described as a force for efficiency, closing gaps and aligning prices, arbitrage has a deeper, less obvious impact. It shifts liquidity from slower, less efficient venues to faster, more connected ones. It alters price signals, meaning that a price can be influenced less by fundamental value and more by the mechanics of how traders are arbitraging it. It creates a feedback loop in which the act of closing one gap can open another elsewhere. In other words, arbitrage doesn't just respond to the secondary market effect, it shapes it. The two are mirrors in motion. One creates the lag, the other accelerates its collapse, only to seed another divergence in its wake. From microseconds to decades, the timescale of the gap. The secondary market effect exists on a spectrum. It is not bound to one timescale. It can last milliseconds or decades, depending on the market structure and the type of asset involved. The gap is a question of tempo, of how fast signals travel, and how slowly systems absorb them. Four broad categories help frame it. One, microseconds to seconds, the ultra-short term, where high-frequency trading in equities, major currency pairs, crypto. Example, Apple shares trade at $109.99 on NASDAQ and $201 on BATS. Arbitrage bots buy and sell simultaneously to profit from the 2-cent difference. The gap disappears in less than a blink. Impact. Prices across markets are kept tightly aligned, but the advantage belongs almost entirely to those with speed and infrastructure. 2. Minutes to hours, short-term lags, where regional market mismatches, ETFs versus underlying assets, commodity futures versus in spot prices in different time zones. Example, a Japanese equity ETF trades in New York after the Tokyo Stock Exchange has closed. Overnight events in the U.S. can push ETF prices away from the value of the actual Japanese shares until Tokyo reopens. Impact. Temporary distortions shape perception and influence global flows until balance is restored. 3. Days to months. Medium-term divergence. Where cross-listed companies, emerging market bonds, illiquid small-cap stocks. A dual-listed mining company in London and Johannesburg might show a persistent price gap due to exchange rate volatility or differences in investor sentiment. Impact. Investors living in one market experience truth differently than those in another until macro shifts or arbitrage opportunities pull them closer. Number 4. Years to decades, the long-term disconnect, where real estate, global reserve currencies, sovereign debt markets. A decade of ultra-low interest rates inflates property prices far beyond what local wages or rental yields can support. It may take years and a change in credit conditions before valuations return to something resembling reality. Impact. Generations grow up inside bubbles, mistaking imbalance for normalcy until the eventual correction arrives. It is in Category 4 that the most impactful lags occur. Slow, structural imbalances that quietly build until they can no longer be ignored. These are not gaps you can arbitrage away in seconds. They are tectonic shifts, waiting for their fault lines to break open. Global markets, the delayed reckoning. In global finance, the secondary market effect is magnified by scale. When the U.S. dollar serves as the primary settlement currency for oil, commodities, and much of world trade, decisions made in Washington ripple across the planet. What begins as a local monetary policy becomes a global imbalance. A surge in dollar supply may stimulate domestic growth and asset prices in the short term, but it also sows the seeds for longer-term depreciation in purchasing power. That depreciation may take years to manifest fully in global commodity prices, inflation data, and the balance sheets of foreign nations holding dollar reserves. The signal is delayed, the consequence is inevitable. Similarly, housing booms fueled by loose credit and speculative fervor can run for years before collapsing. The fundamental misalignment, the gap between real-world value and transaction prices, exists early, but it is only when the secondary market effect has run its course that the correction arrives. The reckoning always lags the cause. Politics, power, and the long tail of decisions. The logic is not confined to markets. Politics, too, is a domain where the primary driver, the original decision, and the observable outcome, the public's experience of that decision, are separated by time. Decisions echo differently across years than across headlines. A president may sign a trade deal that appears to boost exports and jobs within their term. The deeper costs, dependency on foreign supply chains, loss of domestic industry resilience, or the empowerment of a rival nation may not be felt for a decade. The applause belongs to the moment. The bill belongs to the future. Likewise, a war may be framed as a short, decisive action with immediate benefits to security or influence. The secondary effects, debt burdens, regional instability, radicalization, can emerge long after the architects have left office. Victory can decay into legacy burdens, invisible at first, undeniable later. The same principle applies. The secondary market effect is a lag between cause and visible consequence, and arbitrage in politics often takes the form of exploiting that lag for perception and narrative control. The spin fills the gap before reality asserts itself. Why this matters? To understand the secondary market effect and arbitrage is to learn patience in analysis. It teaches us to question appearances, to separate the now from the eventual. It sharpens our ability to see not just the immediate price, but the likely path toward its reconciliation with reality. Markets speak in delayed signals. Politics speaks in delayed consequences. Both can appear healthy while decay is already underway. We cannot eliminate these lags, but we can learn to see them. And in seeing them, we gain the power to act with a longer horizon than those still reacting to the moment. To hold two horizons at once, the tick and the decade, is not just a skill of markets, but of life itself.